Josh, it's a big week for crypto. You know what's happening this week, right? It's Taipei Blockchain Week. Oh, no, Mark, it's the US Federal Open Market Committee meeting and all that goes with it, right? We still live in a world where your financial fate depends on the decisions of the seven Americans on the Federal Reserve Board of Governors. Yes, this week, the US government will release its official data on inflation and retail sales for last month. In between those releases, the US Central Bank will raise rates by at least 50 basis points. Bonus, on December 13th, committees in both houses of US Congress will investigate the FTX debacle. You can catch the House and Senate hearings using the links below. I'll put investigate in quotes because congressional hearings are all theater. Just look at the lists of witnesses. The real work happens away from the public's view. Hearings are mostly Congress's way of getting experts to say, quote unquote, experts, to say the things each member wants to hear to justify whatever position each member wants to take. Though it will be interesting to see if SBF takes the fifth. Make sure you got my market update for December 7th, 2022. You can get that update by tapping the button below. Listen on for a poll, two articles, a podcast, a meme, and my jobs corner. Poll, do people still ask you about crypto? Yes, more than ever. Yes, but less than before. Or no, not anymore. The Tether Typhoon is about to make landfall, or not. For a long time, I've assumed that powerful people and criminal enterprises use USDT. That's the reason Tether doesn't do audits. It doesn't want its own version of the Panama Papers, which exposed illicit and legal money flows among global elites and criminals using the legacy financial system. In other words, Tether is shady, but solvent. When those types of people need to cash out, Tether knows they better have every penny handy. Their lives literally depend on it. They have the backing that they need. How do I know? I don't. I made that up. It's pure fantasy, not a shred of evidence. But until Tether gives us the transparency they've promised, we can speculate forever. Also, some people will not believe the truth even after they get it. Patrick Tan offers a less sinister but more reasonable idea based on facts and circumstances, not my imagination, in the article that I just told you about. In 2020, Gene Chaloupin, I don't know if that's the correct pronunciation, but the head of Tether's banking partner, Deltek Bank, bought a small U.S. bank. Earlier this year, it sold that bank to FTX. FTX is now bankrupt and the subject of multiple investigations. FTX's ownership of the U.S. bank gives U.S. authorities the jurisdiction and legal grounds to probe the bank's activities. If U.S. investigators find evidence of legal or illicit activities, they can seize or freeze whatever funds flowed through the bank, including USDT and collateral that Tether used to back those USDT tokens. This might incite panic among USDT holders and a race for the exits, and you can read Patrick's article by tapping the button below. The irony is, you have this risk with every centralized stablecoin, even USDC. Once you hold anything that you have to redeem from a US entity, you risk its seizure. Russia found this out the hard way. Imagine if the US government discovered a massive conspiracy by some criminal syndicate or a terrorist group involving USDC or any other stablecoin, and they froze the addresses associated with the illegal activities and all addresses that USDC went to. Such an action would threaten the solvency of every liquidity pool and protocol that uses USDC as collateral. Let's hope US stablecoin legislation will address this concern. On behalf of my son, I included a video with 12 minutes of messy highlights. Sometimes I mention the notion of Web3 being served from decentralized storage platforms rather than on dedicated blockchains. Listen to or read this interview with our Weave founder, Sam Williams, on the Defiant podcast. You can get that by tapping the button below. The interview explores and explains the concept better than I can. It's also an interesting tweet if you scroll down, and a new model for assessing crypto asset liquidity. Bottom line, Keiko proposed a liquidity ranking system to replace the oft-cited altcoin metric, market cap. The system would account for volume, market depth, and spread so you can better estimate the amount of money needed to move an altcoin's price up or down. My take: I'm still not sure we have any good metrics for altcoins, but if you're actively managing an altcoin portfolio, you may want to consider Keiko's approach. Why we care? When investing in speculative financial technology, you want to find the most useful data. According to Keiko, 7 of the top 15 tokens have less liquidity than their market cap suggests. Big does not mean safe or less volatile. It's never bad to consider an alternative viewpoint. You can read the article by tapping the button below. Last, the jobs corner. Chronicle Labs is looking for a back-end engineer. Artblocks is looking for a senior project manager. Elixir is looking for a front-end React developer. Nansen is looking for a people associate. Yellow is looking for a mid or senior Golang developer with Solidity experience. OpenSea is looking for an on-chain data analyst. And Mirror is looking for a design lead. These jobs come from the Tools for Crypto newsletter. If you'd like to post a vacancy here in Crypto's Easy for free, email me at mark@markhelfman.com. Relax and enjoy the ride.